Rosie O'Donnell says David Ellison taking over CNN would be tragic, calls Jewish Barry Weiss a Nazi. By Warner Todd Houston on August 19, 2026. Like most business-hating Hollywood lefties, former ABC The View talk show host Rosie O'Donnell is opposed to the Paramount merger with Warner Brothers Discovery, a plan O'Donnell calls tragic. But that isn't all. O'Donnell also called CBS News chief Barry Weiss, who is Jewish, a Nazi. CNN is owned by Warner's, and if Paramount buys out the entertainment conglomerate, CNN will fall under Paramount's ownership. Currently, Paramount is under the chairmanship of David Ellison, the son of billionaire technology mogul Larry Ellison, the co-founder and chief technology officer of Oracle Corporation. The elder Ellison is a supporter of President Donald Trump. In an interview with Variety, O'Donnell blasted the state of affairs in U.S. TV broadcasting and claimed that if Paramount takes control of CBS and CNN both, it would be as if Fox was the mainstream media, instead of an outlier. It would be like Fox taking over all news channels. Imagine if Fox was not one outlier and Fox was the mainstay? That's what's happening with Hollywood now and the Ellisons. And it's tragic, O'Donnell said of Paramount's planned acquisition of Warner. O'Donnell then went on the attack against Barry Weiss, who has been attempting to drag CBS News back to the center from the extreme left wing of news coverage. Look at what's happened to CBS News and 60 Minutes, which was the gold star of their entire network, and they blew it up, O'Donnell bloviated. This Barry Weiss person, I don't know how she can live with herself. There are people who are sidling up to him, and history will record all of their names, what they did, and who they stood next to. If you're in a room with 10 Nazis at a table and you're the only one who's not, there's a pretty good chance you're a Nazi, she accused. O'Donnell, of course, has been for years a virulent hater of President Trump in particular and the center-right in American politics in general. In fact, O'Donnell has been so overcome with Trump derangement syndrome that her own therapist warned her about her obsession with Trump and told her to try and get past it for her own mental health. It was advice she said she refused to take. The League of Their Own Stars mania has had friends and family members very worried about her mental stability. Rosie even fled the United States and moved to Dublin, Ireland, in January to try and put some distance between herself and Trump, her object of extreme hysteria. Not only has O'Donnell moved to Ireland, she has told fans she is also seeking Irish citizenship. Breitbart News has chronicled many of O'Donnell's worst mental lapses over Trump. But perhaps one of the worst is how she has poisoned the mind of her adopted non-binary son, who is now apparently convinced that Trump personally made he and his mom move to Ireland. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.